News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans moving ahead with efforts to impeach the top Biden border official.
Later this week, a House committee will hold a hearing related to impeachment allegations against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans claim he has been derelict in his duty of managing the U.S.-Mexico border. Here at the White House, the chief spokesperson said President Biden has confidence in Mayorkas. Karine Jean-Pierre also dismissed the impeachment allegations as a political stunt. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former Vice President Pence warning that the Biden administration's open border policies could result in Hamas-style terror attacks here in America. In a weekend interview with Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com, Pence says President Biden is putting the American people in danger of allowing foreign terrorists to enter the USA through the virtually unsecured southern border with Mexico. After touring some of the Israeli communities invaded by Hamas terrorists on October 7th, Pence says he found the carnage worse than in any conventional battlefield. He added, "This was not the aftermath of war. It was the aftermath of evil." Another enormous government funding bill in the works, congressional leaders agreeing to a $1.6 trillion package to keep the government going beyond the middle of the month. The Congressional Freedom Caucus not happy with that proposal. It's being applauded, though, by President Biden. It includes $886 billion in defense spending. They've been cleaning up today across parts of New England, buried under more than a foot of snow from that weekend nor'easter. Add to that the ice and the high winds. And heavy rain is expected tomorrow and Wednesday. Across the Northeast, it could unleash flooding in some areas. Out west, parts of the Sierra Nevada got hit by a powerful winter storm over the weekend. Wall Street, the Dow down 96 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. A cooking system that bakes your pizza in just 2 seconds. A device that can help healthcare providers with a quick medical diagnosis. Just two of the products that are drawing big crowds at CES 2024, which opens tomorrow at several convention centers throughout the city. That four-day tech trade show, which is not open to the public, by the way, is expected to bring 130,000 people to Las Vegas, one-third from overseas, foreign countries. Show officials say CES 2024 will feature the most keynote speakers ever in its history, with more than 1,000 speakers and 4,000 exhibitors at the Las Vegas Convention Center, Venetian Expo Center, Aria, Westgate, and the Cosmopolitan. Was it cold enough for you this weekend? The wind chill over at Harry Reid International Airport yesterday morning, it dropped to 32 degrees, with the winds gusting to more than 35 miles per hour, the temperature at 43. The wind chill at Cow Canyon, it dropped to 30. Make sure everyone bundles up today. The winds continue to blow with the daytime high near 50. If we're lucky, north winds are forecast to blow between 15 to 20 miles per hour. So that means the wind chill is going to be a lot colder than your digital reading. Now, if you thought it was unusually warm last month, you're right, too. December ended with a record daily temperature high of 53.2 degrees, topping the previous record of 52.7 that was set in 1980. And adults will soon be able to be kids again. An immersive entertainment attraction is debuting here in Las Vegas. You'll enter playground by going down a slide just as you did as a kid on that playground they opened at the Luxor on January 18th. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Seeing a lot of slowdown on I-15 southbound through the resort corridor. Reports of an accident near Charleston, 15 southbound at Charleston. Also on the flip side, 15 northbound after Spring Mountain. Accident being reported on the left shoulder there, northbound 15 just past Spring Mountain. All clear on 95 and 215 this morning. Still have that earlier accident on the west side intersection of Harmon and Arville, and that's right in the middle of the intersection, has been for like 2 hours now. Also in the northeast, working one at Lake Mead Boulevard and Pecos. Might want to try Owens or Cary to avoid Pecos Lake Mead Boulevard intersection. We've got some lanes blocked off there too. Sunny, clear, cool, and windy today, gusting up around 20 miles per hour. Today's high's only getting to about 50 degrees. We're at 41 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
One of the things I love about Wayne Allen Root, you hear him every afternoon from 3 until 6, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. He answers questions that everybody is talking about. And in this particular case, the burning question I've got for you, Wayne, and good morning and happy new year, is where the hell is Lloyd Austin? How did they lose the Secretary of Defense?
Well, we've lost the president. He's lost in his own mind. So it's no surprise we've lost Lloyd Austin. There were questions all over the internet this weekend. How did Biden possibly lose the Secretary of Defense? And I'm sitting there going, Joe Biden doesn't know if his wife is his wife or his sister. Joe Biden isn't certain he's president of the United States. It's Joe Biden, remember when he was campaigning? He wasn't even sure he was running for president. He kept saying he was United States Senate. He doesn't know where he is anymore. He's a feeble old man. As I said for 3 years, that belongs in a nursing home or an assisted living home. He can't be president of the United States, especially at a time where we're being invaded, our borders are overrun, and we have problems around the world with Iran, with Russia, with China, superpowers, nuclear powers. This is a disaster waiting to happen. So, of course, you have an administration where the Secretary of Defense disappeared. No one knew where he was. And his number two in charge was on vacation. Can you imagine at that moment if China attacked America or China attacked Taiwan or Iran attacked American ships in the sea? I mean, it's stunning to see how bad, our country is at this moment, the bad way we're in, and how bad our leadership is in this country. Stunning.
Well, and it goes to, it's not just his cognitive ability, it's his competency. And the fact is that this administration has made mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake.
Well, I say this all the time. It's not mistakes, but it is mistakes. In other words, I think when you look at any communist administration in history, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and of course, the famous ones, communist China, old Soviet Union, East Germany, and the Stasi of East Germany, the KGB in Russia. I think when you look at those administrations, it's a combination of evil and communism, which hates the people and wants to arrest the people and torture the people and kill the people, murder them if you disagree with them. Weaponization of government, it's a combination of all that and incompetence. In other words, communists can never make the trains run on time. Communist nations are a joke. Everything's falling apart. Their nuclear plants are falling apart. When there's a nuclear explosion, they don't report it to the people. Communism is incompetent by definition, and this really is, Kevin, a communist takeover of the United States. So there is incompetence involved, no question, but because, first of all, anybody who's a civil servant, and there are some nice civil servants and there are some intelligent civil servants, this does not apply to everyone, but for the most part, people who are civil servants and bureaucrats couldn't last a week in the private sector. You know, our country is run by people who couldn't run a Dairy Queen. So how do you expect them to run a country? So it, by definition, a communist government is even more incompetent. And yet at the same time, it's evil. And yet at the same time, it hates its own people. And at the same time, it's trying to put its people in jail and tax them to death and take their money away. That's what's happening in America today. You're looking at a communist takeover of the United States. It's a soft communist revolution or communist color revolution. It's not hard yet. You don't see tanks rolling through the streets. The average person does, hears me right now, and the average conservative probably agrees, but the average person who doesn't follow the news or isn't a hardcore conservative, they would listen and go, what is Wayne talking about? They don't understand how many people have been put in jail for being peaceful demonstrators on January 6th, and then while in jail, tortured in isolation with a light on all night, with horrible food or no food, with guards allowing prisoners to do horrible things to them. You have no idea the torture going on in American prisons in Washington, D.C., Gulag. And so this really is a communist takeover of the United States, even if you personally haven't experienced it yet. Trust me, if you allow this to go on, you will. Yeah, I was watching The Godfather over the weekend, you know, the famous movie Godfather. And there's a point where, you know, one of the mafia soldiers says to another one, we should have stopped Hitler in Munich. We could have avoided the whole World War II. You know, World War II, how many people died? I don't know, 60 million people died? You could have avoided all 60 million deaths if you had stopped Hitler in Munich. But nobody did. And I'm telling you, what's happening in America now is we should have stopped these communists when they stole the 2020 election and then when they turned the January 6th event into the biggest FBI entrapment event in the history of the world, and they entrapped all these poor people, waved them in to the Capitol. Then once you went in, you were going to go to jail for years to come with no lawyers allowed, no visits with your family allowed, no trial for years to come. I mean, all of this, when we saw them going after President Trump, during the 4 years of the Trump administration with lies and made-up stories, and then, of course, now with indictments and trying to disqualify him and trying to disqualify candidates around the country because they don't believe the 2020 results were real. I mean, all things considered, this should have been stopped years ago. We've let it go on way too long. They should have stopped Hitler at Munich, and we should have stopped the Democrats in 2020.
I got to ask you, because when I was watching it, I almost got sick to my stomach, and I thought of you, and I said, I wonder what Wayne thinks about this. And that is the January 6th speech that was actually given on the 5th by Joe Biden. What did you think of that? Everybody on CNN said, oh, this was great stuff, and he was passionate and all of that. What did you think of it?
Well, it's more of the weaponization of government. It's more of the communist takeover of the United States. It's more of blaming and trying to turn certain citizens whose opinions you don't agree with into domestic terrorists. I mean, that's all it is. They're just trying to turn every Trump person into a domestic terrorist. I don't need to quote my resume on this show, but let's just say I'm 62 years old and I've loved America for all 62 years and I've been a great patriot for all 62 years and I would die for this country. And I've been a good person my whole life. I've never been in trouble one day in my life, never been to jail one day in my life, never been accused of anything one day in my life. There's nothing that would have you say Wayne Root is anything but a great example of the American dream. Yet to Joe Biden, I'm a domestic terrorist. There's something wrong here when you have animals who jump over the, over the giant desk in a judge's courtroom and try and kill the judge in the middle of Las Vegas, all because the Attorney General, Aaron Ford, it's out this morning, by the way, that the Attorney General Aaron Ford is the one who pushed for new laws in Nevada that make it almost impossible to keep someone in jail as a repeat offender. These people are crazy people who run our government. They think I'm a terrorist. They think Trump's a terrorist. They think Michael McDonald's a terrorist who runs the state for the Republican Party. Anybody who disagrees with them is a terrorist, even if we're all American, you know, just all American boys like I am. That's what I am, an all American boy. Everything I do is what was asked of me by America. So I'm no terrorist. These people are the terrorists. That's my point. Saul Alinsky was the liberals, you know, a dream man. He wrote up the strategy for all liberals. They love him. Clinton studied him. Hillary Clinton studied him. Obama studied him. They all were disciples of Saul Alinsky. Kevin Solinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, blame your opposition for. So they're the terrorists. They're the communist terrorists. They are the traitors to America. And so they're trying to cover up by calling us names. They're following exactly Solinsky's strategy. They are the bad guys who should be shipped out of this country or shipped to Guantanamo to break rocks for the rest of their lives. So in the meantime, to defend themselves, they're always on offense. It's a brilliant strategy. They're never on defense. They're never defending how bad they are. They're too busy calling us terrible names and trying to define us as domestic terrorists. It's a brilliant strategy. I think finally the American people are seeing through it. I think every poll that shows Trump in the lead in every battleground state and throughout the country, I think all of that in the middle of so many indictments and disqualifications, all of that is a miracle. It shows that the people are waking up and not everybody is a sheeple.
I got to ask you, because Frank Luntz, about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, said that Trump was winning in Nevada by 10 points. Do you buy that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about 10 points or 2 points. I just think, yes, I would buy that he's winning in Nevada. I have no idea how many points. I'm not a pollster, and I don't trust polls anyway. So, and I never want to get overconfident. I don't know about winning by 10 points. I think Nevada is a completely rigged state. Remember, Democrat legislature here legalized mail-in voting. There's no voter ID. Not only do we have mail-in voting, but you don't have to request it. Every person in the state just gets it. And even if you don't want it, even if you moved, even if there's 500 people, 500 ballots sent to an apartment building with 20 people in it, anybody can steal the other 480 ballots. The whole thing is a mess. And we've got ballot harvesting's legal, which should be a criminal enterprise. And we've got ballot drop boxes are legal, which should be criminal. This state is a mess. It is a rigged state. So I'll just go back to October 31, 2016, 1 week before the election. Trump asked me backstage after I gave a speech for him here in Las Vegas. He asked me, you know, what do you think, Wayne? I said, you're going to win by 10, but it's going to look like you just barely squeaked in because Democrats cheat 10. And that's what I plied it out. Yeah, we may be up by 10 in Nevada, but it'll look like Trump either loses by a little or wins by a little because they cheat 10. You got to win by 15 or 20 to overcome the 10-point cheating and rigging of the Democrat Party, especially in Nevada, which is one of the six worst states in America. Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania are the six states that I know Trump won. Everyone knows Trump won. Therefore, he won an electoral landslide. And all six, they cheated and they rigged, and that decided the future of the United States of America. And then, as I predicted, once they won by cheating, they would open the borders and let the whole world in so no Republican could ever win again. It's all happening right in front of our very eyes.
Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley will debate on Wednesday night on CNN. First of all, the wisdom of going to a CNN debate. It doesn't make sense to me for a good Republican to subject themselves to that kind of trash.
Well, I mean, look, you know that in addition to being a big Politico and political fan, conservative fan, I'm also a big NFL football fan, right? Which, by the way, is kind of diametrically opposed, right? The NFL with all its BLM nonsense and social justice and all the liberal causes and the rainbow flags. But, you know, I'm like every other male I meet. I mean, every Republican man I meet is a big NFL fan. You know, we just can't get it out of our blood. We've been loving it since the day we were born. So you're not going to chase us away, even though we should just stop watching and starve the NFL. You'll notice the NFL's never been more popular, despite everything they've done to chase away their fans, who are almost all Republicans. So I would compare what you just said to a Super Bowl between the two worst teams in football. You know, a Super Bowl involving two teams that are 2-15. No one cares about Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. As a matter of fact, you know, sources all over the country who are in the DeSantis campaign are leaking the fact that as soon as he loses in Iowa next week, I think it's next week, right? Or maybe it's in 2 weeks. I think like maybe 10 days is Iowa. What is it, January 16th or something
15th,
like that? 15th. All right. So as soon as Monday the 15th comes and goes, and Trump wins by a landslide, DeSantis is dropping out, and he will immediately endorse Trump. I don't doubt that. I don't think that's like, a misinformation. I think that sounds very realistic. You know, DeSantis is out of money. He's out of money. He's out of donors. He's out of support. He's dying in the polls. He's got nothing left. Everyone's left him. They've all resigned from his PAC. Nikki Haley has passed him, and he decided to gamble everything, to gamble it all on Iowa. So he put all his remaining money and all his volunteers in Iowa. So if he now loses Iowa by a landslide, which every poll indicates it will be a landslide, I would say he's going to drop out. And if he wants to resurrect his career one day, he has to immediately apologize and endorse Trump. And if he does that, he's got some chance at 2028. But all I could tell you is it's all over for both Nikki Haley and DeSantis. They're delusional if they think they have any chance at all of stopping Trump. I would put it at zero.
In our final minute, what do you got going? You got the Great Patriot Boycott book. You got Facebook. You got all kinds of stuff going on. What's happening in your world in a minute?
Well, just working on a thousand different deals that hopefully I can announce in this quarter, in quarter one. Hopefully we'll be announcing expansions of my where you could watch me on TV. We'll be announcing a new podcast. I'm not sure it's going to be daily or it's just going to be twice a week, but it's going to be attached to one of the biggest conservative websites in the country. I'm working on two new books, a novel, in other words, a fiction novel, and then also a nonfiction. So all kinds of great things happening. You know me, I keep busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's why I say you can't call us domestic terrorists. I'm what America needs, a guy who earns money and pays taxes all day long. So God bless America, and God bless people that are willing to work all day long. There's not too many of us left.
Indeed. The host of Raw and Unfiltered, Wayne Allen Root. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk with you again soon.
Yeah, make sure everybody knows. They listen to me on this station, AM 670, every afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m., afternoon drive. Every afternoon when you're driving home from work or heading out to dinner, it's 3 to 6 p.m., Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, and every one of my TV shows and all my radio. Find it all at RootForAmerica.com. Right at the top, you click, and you're listening or watching whatever show I'm on, RootForAmerica.com.
Keep
fighting, Kevin. God bless. Happy New Year.
Keep fighting the good fight, my friend. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 until 6 every afternoon right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
She is a rising star in the Republican Party. She's a congresswoman from New York. She is Elise Stefanik. She was the one that did the questioning of the three Ivy League presidents. And I got to tell you, she is impressive. You know, we've been talking a lot about presidential politics. She wanted to talk, or at least the folks at Meet the Press wanted to talk yesterday about vice presidential politics. This was Elise Stefanik on Meet the Press. Here it is.
Former President Trump, in his interview with me, said he, quote, likes the concept of picking a woman as his vice president. If called upon, would you serve as his vice president?
Well, I, of course, would be honored to serve in any capacity in a Trump administration. I'm proud to be the first member of Congress to endorse his reelection. I'm proud to be a strong supporter of President Trump, and he's going to win this November.
Have you spoken to the former president about the possibility of running as his VP pick?
I'm not going to get into the content of my conversation with President Trump. I talk to him frequently. We've been focused on winning. There's so much work to do as the House Republican Conference Chair, as the representative for New York's 21st Congressional District, and we need to make sure that President Trump is in the strongest position to win in the general election. That's what I've been focused on, and that's what I'm going to remain focused on.
Just to put a very fine point on it, it sounds like you're saying if he were to ask you, the answer would be yes?
Well, I've said for a year now I'd be honored to serve in the next Trump administration, but I'm focused on doing my job right now, which is a really important role as the conference chair and, as most importantly, the representative for the people of New York 21.
There you have it, Elise Stefanik. She might be a leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, for a vice presidential nomination. I'm not forcing this on you. A lot of you like Nikki Haley, but watch Elise Stefanik. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
The Vegas Golden Knights found a rare recent win this weekend. VGK looked good in a 5-2 win over the New York Islanders at the Fortress Saturday night. They'll make a trip to Colorado this week to take on the Avalanche Wednesday night. Then it's back to T-Mobile Arena for 5 straight home games beginning Thursday against the Boston Bruins. The Las Vegas Raiders finished the regular season on a winning note, beating the Denver Broncos 27-14 at Allegiant Stadium yesterday. Despite missing the playoffs for the second straight season, there is a silver lining for the Silver and Black. They finished with a winning record under interim head coach Antonio Pierce. UNLV men's basketball opened Mountain West play with a thud. The Runnin' Rebels lost